guys, it's time for a special BKFK shout-out to two kids with very magical names. One is named after a creature that is half lion and half eagle. And the other is a magical bird that comes to life after dying in flames. Their names are Griffin and Phoenix Boss. Those are such cool names. And now I'm just going to step into our special shout-out room where we keep our pet monsters. I think they would also like to tell you how much they appreciate your support. I'll just unlock this door and open it. There we go. Okay, guys, that's enough. Quiet, please. Guys, come on. And you at the back. Thank you. We have another important BKFK shout out to some very special kids. Maybe the troll can give us a bit of a drum roll. It's Derek and Aaron from San Diego. Thanks, guys. You and all our other Patreon supporters really help us a lot. To show our appreciation, we have over 50 extra episodes for our Patreon supporters. To become a patron, just go to patreon.com and search for By Kids for Kids Storytime. And as of our next episode after this, we are going to be introducing more Patreon rewards, coloring in pages for almost every episode we've done. Watch this space. And now, on this episode, we are joined by kids from all around the world.
My name is Rosemary. I am 7 years old, and my favorite animal are dogs.
Louie Bricker from Washington, D.C., and I really like baseball.
Marlena Miller from San Francisco, USA, and Freiburg, Germany. I really like to make art.
I'm Casey, and I'm from Bristol.
My name is Jane, and I live in Washington, D.C. I'm 5.5 years old, and I love my family.
Wow, the BKFK team is getting bigger and bigger. You should have a look at our team pictures on our website. Just go to bykids4kids.co and click on the team. Remember, if you would like to perform with us, just go to our website and click on audition. And now at last, the moment you've all been waiting for, let's get on with the story. The Blind Men and the Elephant. Many, many years ago, 6 old men lived in a village in India. Each of them was born blind. The other villagers loved and respected the old men. The old men managed very well and could do virtually everything the other villagers could do, except see. Because they could not see the world for themselves and had never known what it was like to see, they had to use their other senses of touch, sound, smell, and taste to imagine what other people could see. They loved listening to the stories told by travelers to learn what they could about life outside the village. They heard stories about distant oceans in the south with great big ships and underwater creatures with 8 slimy legs. Deserts in the south with mysterious beasts that had 2 humps on their backs and spat in your face. Stories from the east where black and white teddy bears climbed bamboo plants. And stories from the north where there were birds that could not fly but could swim like fish. The men were very interested in these stories that they'd heard, but the stories that interested them most of all were the stories about elephants. They were told that elephants could trample through impenetrable forests, carry massive loads on their back, and frighten all creatures and beasts with their deep growls and loud trumpet calls. They also knew that the Raja's daughter, the princess, rode an elephant when she traveled in her father's kingdom. How could the Raja let his daughter get so near to such a fearsome and dangerous creature? The old men became obsessed with elephants. They argued all day and night about them.
An elephant must be a mighty and powerful giant,
claimed the first blind man. He had heard stories about elephants being used to clear forests and build roads.
No, that cannot be,
argued the second blind man.
An elephant must be graceful and gentle if a princess is to ride on its back.
Nonsense,
said the third blind man.
Everyone knows that an elephant is a dangerous monster that can pierce a man's heart with its terrible horn.
Oh, come on, said the fourth blind man. You all couldn't be further from the truth. An elephant is obviously a large kind of cow-like thing. You know how people always exaggerate.
I think the elephant is a magical creature,
said the fifth blind man.
It's just as far-fetched as a dragon, Pegasus, or a minotaur.
I think elephants don't exist at all,
declared the sixth blind man.
I think we've been fooled and that this is all just some cruel joke.
Eventually, the villagers grew tired of all their tedious arguments, so they arranged for an elephant to be brought into the village to finally settle their confusion. It was time for them to learn the truth about elephants. Later that day, a young boy knocked on the door of the old blind men. He had to knock really loud to be heard above their bickering. Eventually, the door opened, and the boy told them that there was an elephant in the village square. The old men jumped up excitedly. The smallest man put his hand on the boy's shoulder. The second blind man put his hand on his friend's shoulder, and so on, until all six men were walking safely behind the boy who led them to the marketplace. They continued to squabble as they walked, until they heard a low growl ahead of them. It was the elephant, patiently waiting in the square. The boy led the old men right up to the creature, which was actually a very calm and friendly animal. The blind men stepped forward to touch it. The first blind man reached out and touched the side of this huge animal.
Well, well, well. This beast is smooth and solid, just like a wall,
he declared.
It must be very, very powerful.
The second blind man put his hand on the elephant's limber trunk.
No! Not at all! It's like a giant snake!
The third blind man felt the elephant's pointed tusk.
Wrong, duh! I was right! This creature is sharp and deadly, just like a spear!
The fourth blind man touched one of the elephant's huge legs.
You must be joking! This is, as I have always said, simply an extremely large cow.
A large what?
The fifth blind man felt the elephant's giant ear.
Ridiculous! An elephant is like a huge fan
or a leathery sail or something.
The sixth blind man seized the elephant's coarse tail.
What a load of codswallop,
he cried.
This is nothing more than an old piece of rope.
I beg your pardon,
said the first indignantly. And so the argument continued.
It's like a wall.
Polderdash! It's a giant snake!
A spear, you nincompoops! It's just a spear!
It must be a giant cow! I'm sure I heard it moo!
Fan! It's a fan! Fan!
Don't you fan me! I think it's just a thick piece of rope!
Their argument continued, and their shouts grew louder and louder.
Wool!
Snake!
Deer!
Cow!
Fan!
Rope!
Wool!
Snake! Deer!
Cow!
Fan!
Rope!
Speak quiet! Called a very angry voice. It was the young boy who was patiently waiting to take them home.
How can each of you be so certain you are right?
The six blind men stopped bickering and turned to the boy.
Because I touched it?
Said one old man sheepishly.
Yes, but so did I.
And I did.
And I...
You all touched the elephant!
Cried the boy.
But the elephant is a very large animal. Each of you only touched one part. Perhaps if you put the parts together, you will learn the truth.
The old blind men were lost for words.
He's got a point, you know,
said the first blind man.
To learn the truth, we must put everything we've learned together.
They scratched their beards thoughtfully. The elephant, by this stage, was getting bored and restless and gave a low growl.
Perhaps it's better we discuss this on the way home,
said the fifth blind man.
Jolly good idea.
They agreed. The first blind man put his hand on the shoulder of the young boy. The second blind man put his hand on his friend's shoulder, and so on, until all six men were shuffling home together, deep in discussion about elephants.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.